And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Bozeman software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte made it official yesterday, announcing that he's seeking the Republican nomination to run for governor. He announced he was exploring that option in August. Thursday, he kicked off a two-day tour across the state in Yellowstone County, immediately going after Governor Steve Bullock.
We've had enough of these empty suits who are more worried about their job than your job. And we've had enough of these political insiders whose policies are driving our kids outside the state for jobs. We've had enough of these bureaucratic caretakers who have left Montana stuck at the bottom in wages.
Gianforte is widely considered the favorite to represent the GOP against Bullock. Meanwhile, Montana's governor and attorney general are objecting to a federal proposal to withdraw almost a million acres of public lands from future mining to protect greater sage-grouse. Governor Bullock and Attorney General Tim Fox said in separate statements released yesterday that the mining restrictions are not needed. Bullock says the state is able to conserve sage-grouse even with mining on some of the lands. Fox called for the withdrawals to be canceled. The U.S. Interior Department proposed the mining restrictions affecting six western states in September. The move was intended to prevent disturbances to the chicken-sized bird's habitat and keep it off the endangered species list. At the time, Bullock praised the Interior Department's decision to keep the bird off the list as good news for the state's economy. A Louisiana company has asked a federal judge to block government plans to cancel a long-stalled federal energy lease on land considered sacred to American Indians. The Interior Department announced in November that it plans to cancel the 6,200-acre lease near Montana's Glacier National Park because it was improperly issued in 1982. It's owned by Solenex LLC of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In a Tuesday court filing, company attorney Steve Lechner said the government arbitrarily reversed course last year after previous determinations that the leases were valid. He asked U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to bar federal officials from taking further steps to cancel the lease. Solenex sued the government in 2013 over the repeated delays it's faced as it seeks to drill for natural gas. A woman has died after a kitchen fire in a Bozeman apartment. Deputy Fire Chief Greg McGard tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that someone walking a dog reported the fire at about 5 a.m. yesterday. First responders found the woman in a room near the kitchen. They performed CPR but were unable to revive her. Supporters can start gathering signatures for a ballot initiative that would require utilities to supply more renewable energy in Montana. The Initiative 180 language was certified for signature gathering yesterday. The measure would require investor-owned utilities to gradually increase the percentage of renewable energy they sell. And lastly, this morning, an 86-year-old retired snowplow driver won the $1 million Montana Millionaire Prize with a ticket he received as a Christmas present. Montana lottery officials say Jack Barisich of Winnet is sharing the prize with the woman who bought him the ticket. Montana's Public Service Commission yesterday talked over a state audit that faults the agency for failing to adequately inspect Montana's railroads for safety. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In response to the audit, Public Service Commissioner said the agency lacks resources needed to meet recommended railroad safety improvements. Chairman Brad Johnson says the PSC is willing to take on more responsibility for railroad safety, but it will need help.
The legislature must, at the same time, grant us the appropriate mandate, the authority to carry out that responsibility, but it must also then provide for us the necessary resources.
Johnson said ideally there would be four full-time rail inspectors and one full-time supervisor, which would be more than doubling the current staffing. Commissioner Roger Koopman also said this is an issue the legislature must increase funding for if they want the PSC to be involved.
There would need to be additional appropriations, Mr. Chairman. I have no doubt about that.
The PSC will take comments gathered during the roundtable discussion Wednesday and decide if and how best to approach the legislature with this issue in 2017. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
One of the two people who died in recent avalanches in the West was a 34-year-old ski patrol member who was helping two university students with avalanche research. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center says the victim of Tuesday's slide near Cedar Basin in southwestern Montana was one of two Yellowstone Club ski patrol members who had accompanied the Montana State University grad students. They just finished their work and were returning to the Yellowstone Club when the avalanche hit, sweeping the victim into the trees. Yellowstone Club officials identified him as Darren Johnson and said he had worked for them since 2010. In Wyoming, snowboarder Jed Wesley Foster died Tuesday in an avalanche south of Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center has counted 7 avalanche deaths in the U.S. this winter. A Glendive police officer facing a drunken driving charge has had a drug charge against him dropped after he was able to produce a valid prescription. The Billings Gazette reports 48-year-old Michael Lewis Briggs was charged with criminal possession of dangerous drugs after Yellowstone County jail officers found hydrocodone in his possession. The charge was dismissed Tuesday after he produced a valid prescription. Charging documents say Billings police officers had responded January 8th to reports of a driver swerving and driving erratically. Officers say they tracked down Briggs, who allegedly appeared disoriented and had slurred speech. Briggs refused to take field sobriety tests and was taken to the county jail. Glendive Mayor Jerry Jimison says Briggs remains a police officer and has not been placed on administrative leave. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.